Jay Dior Productions.
This is Jay, and I'm here to get in my producer bag real quick by promoting Jay Dior Productions. Now, if you're a supporter of the brand, then you already know Jay Dior is stamped at the end of each episode, but we always looking to grow. So if you're trying to start a podcast, but you just don't know what to do to get it going, then you came to the right place. For more information on how to get started, you can holler at me on IG at Jay Dior Productions. You can send an email to jdorproductions@gmail.com, or you can go to the show notes of any of the other podcasts that's already under Jay Dior Productions. Once that's done, we can take it from there.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Welcome back to the spot where folks like to drink a lot. Fastest growing happy hour on the planet. Before we even get started, man, let me get these house notes out of the way. First off, y'all got to rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platforms. And if this is your first time stopping through on the YouTube side of things, make sure you hit that subscribe button and that notification bell for all new content. I mean, y'all gonna do what y'all do anyway, but however you consuming this episode, I'm more than grateful. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Most importantly, and I can't forget this, man, shout out to all y'all out there who keep on supporting me. Because at the end of the day, I wouldn't be here if y'all ain't want me here. So yeah, man, somebody pulled me to the side the other day and basically was telling me that I don't show enough love to the ladies at Go-Go. And that's on me, y'all. I take that. I really dropped the ball on that one. There's too many ladies in Go-Go who out here doing their thing. And ain't no better time to highlight these women at Go-Go during Women's History Month. Let's get to it.
Hit me one time.
Still hear the ladies.
Bell.
It's fucked up. Do you think, sis?
Say nothing feels good if I'm not with you.
Say what?
Sick of these dress and these Jimmy Choo's. Taking them off cause I feel a fool. I don't want no one if I'm not with you.
Y'all niggas soft, man.
I can stay up in the bed all day. Dressed in the bed with something hate. In bed all day. With nothing but the t-shirt on. I got nothing but your t-shirt on. I got nothing but your t-shirt on. I got nothing but your t-shirt on. Probably would say nothing feels good if I'm not with you.
Come on.
Sick of these dress and the Jimmy Choo.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Well, first thing that came to my mind when I played that jump is cuz I think after the Roots picnic, cuz out in Philly at the radio station, I forgot his name, man, but shout out to him. He said,
Mike experienced go-go music for the first time. From DC.
I'm so old that go-go music to me was women up on boxes at a strip club.
Like go-go dancers.
And with go-go boots on, you know. But this is fantastic. I'm going to D.C. and have a whole weekend of go-go music.
He was enthralled.
Enthralled. There must have been 20 people in this one band.
Rare Essence and then Backyard Band.
Yes. Yeah. Backyard, especially. They played one song and went on for 45 minutes. And I loved it.
But they had different lyrics and they...
Oh, different lyrics.
Yes, it was great.
Great.
So I was glad to be there for Mike's first time to witness that.
She kept trying to drag me away to get something to eat. I said, no, I want to hear the end of this darn song.
He's like, I want them to finish the song.
It's never going to end.
That just reminded me of that joke because that was back, you know what I'm saying, hitting T-shirt with the beautiful sweet thing up there, singing her heart out. You know what I'm saying? But because that could really be like 96 Dope Jam, all the different versions they have of that joint, man. But that joint still rock, man. They was hitting that T-shirt joint. Hey, for real, man, that joint been an anthem for the ladies around here for a minute, man. I mean, that joint be rocking, young. I'm not even going to hold y'all. Sweet Thing is super duper talented, man. She been putting a lot of work out here in Go-Go. But I'm about to get up out of here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? About to mix it up a little bit. But before I dip, remember this. Long live Go-Go. Much love to all my out-of-town stars out there. But I gotta put y'all on, man, because ain't nothing like home. 10 for 10, 9 for 1. I'ma holler at y'all next time. I'm out. This show was produced and engineered by
JDR Productions.
You can catch up on all your favorite episodes of Jumping Out There on the YouTube page and your favorite streaming platforms.
See Lex.